You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2005. Welcome to the podcast if you're a new listener, and welcome back to the Oldies But Goodies. I always appreciate you tuning in and checking out what I have to talk about today as I get my cords here all situated. I'm recording on the iRiver tonight because I found that this microphone sounds much better and it's much easier to do. I do have a list of things to talk about tonight, so I don't know what. Well, I'll just start the list. Anyway, since today's May 19th, it made me think, oh my gosh, I have a birthday coming up. Yes, I do. In 10 days, excuse me for that. I need to make that. I hate that sound. Anyway, in 10 days, I will turn 41. That's right, my birthday is on May 29th, and I will be 41. I know I don't even sound 41, I don't even look 41. Although, this morning I looked in the mirror because I need a haircut really bad, and I did that look at the back of your head. Look for any of you gay men out there who are 40 or older. You know, you start losing your hair and you think, oh God, am I losing my hair? Well, I have a very, let's say, thin spot. The typical in the back of the head kind of thing. Which doesn't bother me a bit because I've kept my full head of hair for 41 years. I'm pretty pleased with that. I have brothers who I have three brothers, and two of them have already major bald spots. And actually, my, here's another secret. I have a twin brother, and he is actually going bald really bad, and his hair looks terrible. But I hope he doesn't listen to this. But anyway, so I was thinking about that today, that I'm turning 41, that I've kept my hair pretty well, and I'm not looking too bad. But anyway, so I have a birthday coming up, and it's on Memorial Day weekend, and that weekend I don't have anything planned. There's nothing planned for my birthday weekend because the boyfriend has decided, well, he was already planned. He has family coming in that weekend, so we're going to do my birthday weekend this weekend. And he's talked about twice in email this week. He goes, are you ready for your birthday weekend? And I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. Oh, excuse me. I burped a little. I know one thing he's got planned, because like 2 weeks ago, I was going to get my hair cut. Because I need a haircut so bad. But so 2 weeks ago, I was started talking. I said, oh, I think I'm going to get my hair cut. And he was like, you might not want to, because I was like, why? And he said, well, on your birthday weekend, I'm planning to take you to a barber who's up the street from where he lives, who will give you like a professional blade shave. And he said, you can get your hair cut too. And I was like, oh, well, I usually just go to this barber, this lady, this who has a shop close to my house. And I usually just run in there, and it's a $13 haircut, and it lasts me for a month, and you know, I'm done with it. I'm not a huge take care of your hair kind of guy. I don't spend, you know, $40-$50 on my haircuts every time, but I've never really been a big person about, you know, having a coiffed hairdo or anything. But so I said, okay, well, then I won't get my hair cut, and I will go ahead and have it cut by the guy who's at the barber, or the, as I'm starting to call it, the man spa. But I'm not sure what all is going to be involved. I know I'll have a haircut, and I will get the shave. Now, about the shave, I haven't had a blade on my face in probably 10 years. I always use an electric razor because it's just quick and it does the job, and my face has gotten used to electric razor. I know a lot of guys don't like electric razors, but I don't like getting those little nicks on my neck, and the electric razor seems to be the, well, what has worked out best for me. I know everyone has a different philosophy on shaving and what they use and all. And I think one time last year I wrote up this huge thing on my blog about manscaping and all that. So anyway, it's shaving is not a big deal to me. But it will be interesting to see how this guy shaves me. I've never had a straight razor shave, so that'll be interesting to see. And of course, I'll be a little scared having that guy with the blade so close to my throat. But I know so a couple of podcasters said today that they say the same things over and over, and I say, but anyway, talking about the shave, I don't know what I was going to say about that. I know. Usually I shave on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays because I hate to shave anyway. So I usually just shave on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Well, this week, since I'm having the shave on Saturday, I decided to shave Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and skip Friday so that I have a decent beard for the guy to shave. And I think the shorter the hairs are on your face, the more chances you are of getting little nicks from blades and stuff. So I'm not going to shave tomorrow is basically what it is. I'm going to let it grow so that when I go there on Saturday, I'll have a decent beard for the guy to shave off. And hopefully he will do a nice job around my goatee, because sometimes I have a tough time around the goatee. So I'm looking forward to the weekend with the boyfriend. I don't know what he has in store for me. He tells me I need to be spontaneous and go with the flow. And, you know, I always, you know, I'm a planner. I like to have things planned out. I like to know, you know, what kind of clothes I should have ready, you know, all that stuff. So, as usual, my spontaneity gene is acting up and I can't... I have a hard time letting go and just being spontaneous. So I'm going to really try this weekend to be spontaneous and do whatever he says we're going to do and enjoy it. Well, I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it anyway because I'll be spending time with him. But, you know, in terms of what the birthday stuff is involved, it involves I'll be spontaneous and I will go with it. And because of going to the boyfriend's house this weekend for the birthday weekend, I probably will not be podcasting until, today's Thursday, but I probably won't podcast until Sunday or even Monday. So, you know, don't look for an update until then. And speaking of the next podcast, I got an email today from Apple Computer saying that they finally shipped my Logic Express software. This morning when I got up in the email box, I had the email notification of that. So what do? Of course, I click on the tracking number. And then I realized, hey, in 10.4.1, excuse me, I'm going to burp again, I think. Just a little one. In 10.4, Apple has these new things called widgets. And they're like little programs that you can that run in the background and do everything from keep track of the weather to, I mean, all kinds of stuff. So I remembered that they had a widget for package tracking. So I copied the tracking number, went to the widgets, and clicked on... Well, I had to download the widget first from Apple, but that was like no big deal. And then put in the number and hit return, and it tells me that currently... Well, let's see. The package was picked up in Memphis, Tennessee yesterday at 7:37 p.m. And this morning, it left the Memphis, Tennessee location at 3:17 a.m. So it is currently en route. And it says estimated delivery is May 20th, which would be tomorrow. So if I get this program and have time on Sunday to work on a podcast, I might have a much better show, because Logic Express, supposedly, I'll be able to record for longer. I know I've talked about my problems with GarageBand and how it only limits you to 30 minutes, because I think it's because it's a music program and not a audio program, but that's what I use to put the show together, because I tried Audacity and hated it. So I'm using GarageBand right now, and that's why I have to keep things limited to 30 minutes. So I'm anxiously awaiting Logic Express from Apple, and hopefully I'll get it tomorrow. Of course, I'll be going to the boyfriend's tomorrow, so I won't have any time to look at it or play with it until Sunday. So maybe by Sunday evening I will have a better podcast to share. Now, the next thing on my list, I don't want to keep talking about the list, I just want to just talk, but there are other things to talk about, but I think I'm going to go to voicemail, because I got a voicemail today from the Mystery Manhattan listener. You might remember recently, I think it was last week, I got a voicemail from a mystery guy in Manhattan, and I didn't know who he was. Well, yesterday or the day before, I got an email from him, and it turns out that he's a guy who has a blog, and I have read his blog in the past, and he's read mine, and he's commented from time to time, and I just didn't realize who he was, but now I remember who he is, and he let me know in first of all, he sent me an email yesterday telling me who he was, and he also told me in there about the podcast software that you can download podcasts, and it keeps them organized for you and all that. And it was, I thought it was PodSpace, but it's PodSafe. So I'm gonna have to check that out and see if it's better than iPodder, because I'm currently using iPodder, and I just got used to that. So I won't say his name, because I don't know if he wants me to say his name, but Mystery Manhattan listener, thank you very much, and for the email, and then for the voicemail that I got today. It was a brief voicemail. Yesterday I was talking about Desperate Housewives, and I could not for the life of me remember Eva Longoria's name, and so he sent me a short voicemail telling me the name of the woman who I couldn't think of. So take a minute, I mean literally it's very short, a brief second, and listen to the voicemail.
Hey Archer, got an answer for your mystery question. Carlos's wife's name is Gabrielle. So just wanted to give you a little voicemail and know how much you like them. Talk to you later. Bye.
So, he says that Carlos's wife is Gabrielle. And of course, I remember that instantly as he told me that. So, thank you, Mystery Manhattan listener. And I appreciate the letting me know about the Gabrielle's name and the call. And you're right. You know I love hearing voicemail. So, thank you very much. Now, at the same time, I can talk about email.
You've got mail.
Email, let's see, let's go to the... Okay, we got two emails yesterday about the podcast, and the first one is from a listener, and I don't know where he's from or who he is, but his name is Kevin, and I probably shouldn't use names, but anyway, Kevin, thank you for the link. He gave me a link to a website that has this... it's like a remix or a music montage, a video montage of Joan Crawford movies, and because he must have heard me say that I like Mommy Dearest, and I've been looking for it, so I went to the site and downloaded this cool movie that has a whole bunch of video clips from her movies, and like they this guy, it's like, I'll put a link on the website, but it's Danorama Productions. And he creates all these different movie clips with great music and things like that. But anyway, see, there we go again. But anyway, Danorama Productions. And I will put a link on there. And it was a really cool Joan Crawford remix. And in there, of course, are some Mommy Dearest clips. And I enjoyed it. So thank you, Kevin. And the next one is from our... As I like to say, one of my most loyal listeners, Peter. Peter sent me an email, and he guessed the movie correctly from yesterday, and it was The Birdcage. And he says that Nathan Lane is hilarious in every movie he's seen him in. I agree, Peter. Nathan Lane is hilarious. And congratulations on guessing the movie correctly. Now, I have to say that the boyfriend also guessed the movie. And he said that the movie was La Cage aux Folles. Well, he's right in a way, because The Birdcage was based on the original La Cage aux Folles, the French version. So I'll give him a little credit. But it was The Birdcage. Anyway, back to Peter's email. He was, we were talking about, or he was commenting about yesterday's podcast about podcasters and how they act towards each other and so forth. And Peter, you're absolutely right. And then I asked him in the email, I said to him, because he mentioned about his age being maybe the reason why he didn't know that movie. And then I asked him in the email, how old are you? And it turns out that he is 20 years old. He's very young. Peter, I didn't realize you were young. I have to tell you that I thought at first that you might be older than me. But I see now what you mean by being younger than me. And that's why not knowing the movie. So, I have some young listeners out there, Peter being 20 years old. And then he also says, that don't I have holidays? And I'm thinking that, okay, this is, Peter, I believe he's the one who's from Germany. Is that right, Peter? Are you from Germany? And I'm not sure what holidays he's speaking of. Cause in May, we don't have any holidays except for Memorial Day and Mother's Day. So I'm not sure what holidays he's speaking of. So, Peter, you might have to tell me what you mean. Because I'm really not sure what you're talking about. So, of course, I'll have a holiday next weekend for my birthday. I mean, yeah, not this weekend, but the Memorial Day weekend. So, anyway, Peter, again, thank you for the email. And then, of course, we have, we got some more comments. Let's see, where's the, and we go to Arch Radio, and we got a comment from Beth. Beth is so funny. I think she is the funniest straight lady I have listening. She may be the only straight lady I have listening. But anyway, she says, another great job, Archer. And so I am your only straight listener. Oh well. She says that she has a best friend she says, my best friend is gay, and you remind me a lot of him. So I guess that's a good thing. Thank you for the comment, Beth. And you know I appreciate all your comments. So I think I have like 3 loyal listeners who, you know, constantly keep in contact, either the voicemail or email or the comments. So I appreciate all that. And, you know, yesterday I was talking about the feed count on my website, that it had dropped down to 13. Well, today it's up to 15, so I got 2 more listeners who actually subscribe to the feed, which I appreciate, of course, and thank you. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up because I've got a million things to do before going to the boyfriend's house. I've got to iron clothes. I need to dust my house because he's coming over to my house on Saturday night, so I'm going to be busy. Plus, on tonight, the TV tonight, because you know I like my television, The Will and Grace season finale is on. Now, you know, I could talk for just a minute about Will and Grace. I have loved that show since it started. I got the first 3 seasons on DVD, and I'll probably get all the seasons on DVD. But I must say that this season, the show has gone down the tubes. I shouldn't say gone down the tubes, but it has gone downhill. And I think, if I'm correct, I think NBC went ahead and picked it up for 1 more year. Because I don't think this is it. But they're going to have to do something to bring it back for next season. I don't know why it has gone downhill, but I still love Karen, still love Jack, still love Grace, still love Will, and I'll keep watching the show as long as it's on. But this season, it has not been very good, so I'm hoping that changes soon. And right after that is the season finale of The Apprentice. And I've been watching that all season. And this season is different because now they have 2 women in the final. I can't think of their names. Tana and somebody else. I can't think of the other woman's name. I'm sure if I went to the NBC website, I could find out real quick. But I've been watching that, so I'll have to tape that, because that comes on after my bedtime. So I can't, you know. Okay, here's the name. Here's the woman. Kendra, that's her name. Kendra or Tana. I happen to think Kendra is going to win. Tana is a little older, has children, has a husband, all of that. And she didn't do that well on her task last week. And I think Kendra is going to be the winner. So at right now, it is 7:15 Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, May 19th. And the show has not aired yet. So note my prediction that Kendra is going to win The Apprentice. Of course, I won't know until tomorrow when I watch the show, but that's my prediction. So there you go. Okay, now I really am going to end the show, because we're getting close to, 20 some minutes, and I don't want to go over 30 as usual. So thank you for listening. Check back on Sunday or Monday for the next podcast. And of course, as always, you can call the voicemail, you can leave me an email, you can leave me a comment. All of them are welcome, and I appreciate them. So have a great evening. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.